One blood of all nations, brothers. One blood of all nations, brothers. Historically, man has always been aware of the fact that every nation has people in it, and the people are humans, and the humans are similar in almost all respects. And that can only mean that there is one blood that creates all human beings, all nations, and all nations, therefore, are brothers. Now, we come slowly to the realization that we are brothers. We come slowly to the realization that we are one nation, all the people on the face of the earth, and perhaps on other planets too, and quite likely on other planets too, because there is but one God. There is but one Creator, one being that has brought all these things forth into being, and this one creative cause brought them all forth. Now, as we know, we are brothers to one another in a family. And as we have brothers and sisters, we are under one father and one mother. And we know that there is only one. And we still misbehave with our own brothers and sisters. We misbehave with our own family. We don't treat them kindly. We don't treat them rightly. And this has been from the beginning of time. The biblical story is written about it. Written about it not so much to say that it is a terrible thing, but to say that it has happened, and to say that it is something that is going on historically, going on all the time around the world, and being something that concerns everyone. And now, because it concerns everyone, it is something that we have all to be aware of. Now, how can we all be aware of it? How can we all be aware of this condition that goes on everywhere in the world? How can we be aware of it? Well, we know that certain illnesses and certain unhappiness takes place in our life here in the United States. We know that the same conditions take place in all other nations of the world. No one is exempt from it. And we know that it's because of our thoughts. Our thoughts. They are the condition under which we do our living. They're the condition under which we do our thinking. They are the condition under which we exist at all. And because of that, the same condition that exists for people here in America exists around the world and the universe. So it would seem that if all men are one, all men are brothers, it would be a good idea for us to understand ourselves and our brothers. But first we have to understand ourselves. When we understand ourselves, then we can understand our brother. When we understand that we are the creation of our thought, we are brought forth all out of our original purity and integrity. We're brought forth as wonderful, divine, magnificent beings. And then, once that has taken place, then our thoughts take us onward and upward into the beautiful awareness of our divinity, or take us away from it, pretending that we are human beings and we're limited. So long as we think of ourselves as human beings and limited, then we have problems. Then we go out and we think that we can take over anything that we want. We can control the world, we can control people, we can control life. And to a degree we can. To a degree we can run the universe, run the world, and run life. But since we have this great mental capacity, and it is truly a great mental capacity, since we have that great mental capacity, let's find out how to use it. Now, when we use this great mental capacity, we can say, I like you, and then we like ourselves and we like others. When we say, I don't like you, and then we don't like others. Now, there are some people who will like others while other people will not like others. And we wonder, why is that going on? Why is that dichotomy going on? Why doesn't everyone love everybody? Well, it becomes one thing. The one thing is that we don't all love ourselves. Now, when we can learn to love ourselves, when we can learn to, beyond the appearances, speak the truth about ourselves, when beyond the appearances we can say, there is a divine cause, there is a divine program, there is a divine reality in all of life, and we are one in that divine reality, and we want to express in that divine reality. And so then we say, we have to begin at ourselves. It is our own thought garden. It is our own thinking that we have to begin with and end with. It is our own thinking that we have to know and realize that this is who and what we are. This is what goes on in the universe. This is what goes on in the world. It is all that matters, who and what we are. So, when we learn to say, I like me, when we learn to say, I am peace, when we learn to say, all is good, when we learn to say, this is a wonderful world we live in, this is a magnificent world we live in, this is a fabulous world we live in, then indeed it is a magnificent, fabulous world that we live in. And because it is this magnificent, fabulous world that we live in, only wonderful things can take place. Only magnificent things can take place because we put the cause in motion to bring those magnificent things into being. We have a dream, and that dream is for solidarity. That dream is for peace. That dream is for oneness. That dream is for all being one. And then as we have that dream, we visualize that dream. We think in that dream. We know in that dream. We understand in that dream, and we know that all is good. We know that all is wonderful and all is fantastic. And that's exactly what it is. All is good. All is fantastic. All is wonderful. All is beautiful. We know that. We know that, and we love that. And because we love that, we know that that is who we are. We know that that is what our reality is. We know that there is nothing else that makes any difference in this universe whatsoever. And to think about that, you say, all right, I have a child, and I tell this child, you are a wonderful child, you are a glorious child, you are a good child. I tell this child, you are filled with power, you are filled with love. I tell this child, you are magnificent. I tell this child all these good features about itself, and the child believes it. The child takes that attitude, that takes that thought and says, yes, I am good. Yes, I am wonderful. Yes, I am fantastic. Yes, I am a lovely person. Yes, I am marvelous. Yes, I am. And pretty soon, the child in all ways acts that way. We have more good people on the face of the earth, certainly, than we have bad. We have such a minimum number of people who are transgressors. They are going against the rules because they have not learned to like themselves. And who is it who is not teaching them this? Their parents, the community, the people around them are not telling them how wonderful they are. The more we can tell our family, our children, our friends how wonderful they are, we can do it only if we first tell ourselves that we are wonderful, that we are good, that we are marvelous, that we are fantastic. And we first tell ourselves that all is in divine order. We first tell ourselves that there is an order of goodness. There is an order of peace. There is an order of balance. There is an order of harmony. There is an order of love, unconditional love. Can you unconditionally love yourself? Or do you think of the things where you have been naughty? Can you unconditionally love yourself, or do you think of things where you have fallen down some? Can you unconditionally love yourself at all times, or are there times when you fail to love yourself unconditionally? Well, if you have trouble finding time to love yourself unconditionally at all times, think of what you have with others. And so, until we can start working on ourselves, be yourself and have fun. Until we can start working on our own individual self and recognize that our divinity is eternal, our divinity is one. To recognize that all nations are one, one blood of all nations are brothers. When we recognize that, then rather than finding fault in ourselves and finding fault in others, we will find the good in ourselves and find the good in others. And it's only when we begin to find the good in ourselves and find the good in others that life begins to have the most meaning, the most power, the most joy, the most wonder, the most magic. It's all a matter of saying, all is in divine order. I live in a world that is created beautiful and divine and orderly, and it is that way now, and it is that way forevermore, because that's the cause that I put in motion. And I love it, oh, dearly love it. I love it because it's the truth about me, and it's the truth about all mankind. It's the truth about all that exists. So when I say to myself, all is in divine order, when I say to myself, I like me, when I say to myself, there is only one, we are one blood, one brotherhood, one mankind. And we like to be even human with our animals, because our animals are created out of our thought. Our land is created out of our thought. Our world, our government is created out of our thought. All is created out of our thought. And the more I'm able to recognize this and realize this and live according to that realization, the greater harmony I have in my world, the more peace I have in my world, the more love I have in my world, the more joy I have in my world, and the more I realize my brother is my brother wherever he may live. Whatever part of the world he may live, we're all one, and I love him, and he loves me. Know this, believe this, realize this, and accept this as your reality now, because it is one blood of all nations, brothers. We are that one blood, we are the brotherhood of man. Let's know that all is in divine order, and we live in a divine world, a divine universe, a divine reality, and it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.